What's a job that you get yelled at? 1-800-330-9999. Because if you're an umpire or a referee, tis your season. You are getting yelled at left and right.
I mean, to be fair, some of them are not all that good.
Well, come into play. Angel Hernandez, Major League Baseball ump, and has a reputation for being one of the most disliked umps.
Yeah, he does.
And after a few bad calls at the Phillies Brewers game, a fan waited outside for him to come out to drive out. And then he just yelled this at the top of his lungs outside his window.
Angel Hernandez, you stink, and I don't like you!
I mean, all things being said, that's not the worst thing that got screamed at him that day, I'm sure.
No!
It's not bad. I mean, it's a very polite delivery of an emotional testimony that he's giving to him. So
this past weekend, it's actually really embarrassing to talk about, but my daughter had a soccer tournament, and it was the last game of the day. And you know these refs are tired at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But the ref, and I have to preface this by saying that whenever it's somebody younger, like whenever it's a teenage refs at this point,
mm-hmm.
I never say a word, nothing.
You shouldn't.
But there was a guy, it was an older guy, and he was not running the field. And he missed three offside calls. Like, they were blatant offside because he was just tired and didn't want to move. So I didn't say anything. Did I throw up my hands a few times? Yes.
Okay.
But I threw up my hands. I didn't say a word.
Well, who did say something?
One of the other moms was like, come on. Like, what? You don't see these offsides?
Mm-hmm.
And he yelled back at us. He goes, who's getting paid here? And I was like, oh, no.
It's about to get serious. Next level. Here
right.
we go.
And, you know, and then there was mumblings over here. And we kind of sat down. We're like, all right. You know, like rolling our eyes and doing the parent thing. And listen, we're not the ones that are going to fight with the refs or anything. But then he made another bad call. One of the dads was like, are you serious? And again, they're 13-year-old girls playing soccer. Like, we're aware of this, you know? And then he says to the whole squad of us, he goes, the peanut gallery over here. One more time and you're all out of here. And then, like, the person running the tournament came over and we had to explain the situation. And it was embarrassing.
Yeah,
you know?
Had to almost apologize, right?
Well, it's just like, you don't know what to do in those situations because you're like, well, first of all, why is he engaging back with us? Whatever. But then I'm thinking, what job do you have that you get yelled at? Because we get yelled at, but a lot of times we just have the ability to just to hang up the phone when we're getting yelled at for
sure.
Something we say.
Yeah, of course.
But what's like a job that you just get yelled at and you have to take it?
You know, anything where you're giving somebody an unexpected bill, I would think. Mm-hmm. City Hall is probably a big one, right? People just coming in every day with some sort of complaint or something. And most of it doesn't actually have anything to do with what your job is.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven, what's a job you get yelled at?
I would say anything customer service, especially like the cable company people. They're always getting yelled at.
My cable company doesn't even answer the phone anymore. I don't think they have a phone line anymore. You
really?
Call it, and it's an automated number that takes you to different automated things, and every one of them ends the same. They all tell you to use the website or the app. Every single one of them. I've given up. My cable hasn't worked right. For the last 2 days, I haven't called them. I'm not calling them.
I think the numbers that, you know, like the fake numbers that call you, like sometimes they trick you and you answer and it's,
sure.
it's a market solicitor. They're the only people I do yell at. I don't yell at anybody. I yell at them. But I literally just scream like, ah, and then I hang up.
So you just, okay, well, that's a sound effect, really. Right. All right.
Mm-hmm. Or sometimes I pretend I go, alo, alo.
That's probably offensive to somebody.
What? Oh, I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. What's a job that gets yelled at?
Angel Hernandez, you stink, and I don't like you!
Imagine coming out of work and people are just yelling at you. Angel Hernandez is a Major League Baseball ump. Not very well liked, I guess. And it looks like people are just yelling at him all the time.
Listen, he has a reputation of being a bad umpire, frankly. You know, he's one of just a few of names of umpires that everybody recognizes and knows because they watch to see what games he's going to be calling because he's notoriously bad. You got to be really upset to wait outside for a couple hours for a guy to drive away to scream. But, you know, as far as heckling goes, not a bad message. You stink. And I don't like you.
He could have said meaner things.
Yes.
Sure.
I mean, he just stated fact for him.
But what's like a job that you just get yelled at? It's part of your job. It's like you just know it. It's funny because Raven and I, we kind of have one of those jobs. If we say something that people don't like or whatever, the phones will light up and people will just yell at us.
Oh, there'll be an email or something like that.
Just for the record, when you email, know that it's always going to be me that writes back. Raven immediately deletes them. He has no interest whatsoever.
Well, if I was to send the things that I would respond,
we would no longer have a show.
That's right.
Yep. So, what's a job that you just get yelled at? 1-800-330-9999.
Bus operators. City bus operators. We can yell that plenty of time all day long.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anybody in public transportation, right? That's got to be a job that you get a lot of stink from. And then you've got your regulars. Do your regulars stick up for you, or are one of your regulars the jerk?
Well, we have a couple of regulars that are jerks.
Yeah.
But, most of the regulars, they mind their business, sit down. But it's usually the people that come on the bus don't have their full fare, and then those are the ones who want all the rights. It's a mess, but we get yelled at a whole lot.
I'm sure.
Well, good luck today.
Tana and Raven, what's a job that you get yelled at?
A pharmacist. They are in the middle between the physician and the insurance companies.
Yeah, you know what? The truth is that the pharmacists around at my pharmacy are getting yelled at a lot lately because the lines are insanely long. And it doesn't matter what day or whatever. People are just tired of it. Now they're taking lunch, which is, you know what? Good for them. I mean, you got to have a break at some point. I get it. But it is a lot. And I could see it. People getting yelled at the pharmacy. I have been displeased at the pharmacy lately. Yeah.
But I've been finding, and I get it, that staff is low and I'm playing devil's advocate, but the hours are being cut everywhere. It's like now they're closed from 1 to 2 and like they're only open till 6. And it just seems like every time I need my medicine, I can never get it at that time. I could understand people's frustrations, right. But it's not nice that they're yelling.
Oh, Anna's a yeller. Listen to this.
Oh, you know I'm not a yeller. You know I'm a sulk in the corner and die inside person.
Anna and Raven, what's the job you get yelled at?
I am a nurse and I get yelled at 24/7.
Who's yelling at you? Who is yelling at you?
Patients, families, doctors, lab techs, physical therapists, any type of staff that's allowed to say no, we have to say yes.
That is ridiculous. You should karate chop somebody for that nonsense.
I'll tell you right now, if a physical therapist yells at me and I'm a nurse, I might throat punch them. I don't know. I feel that they ain't got no authority on me. That's all I'm saying.
We get punched, we get spit at, we get hit. It's wild.
Wow. Good luck today. Thanks for doing what you're doing.
Oh, what is the job you get yelled at? On our Facebook page, somebody wrote school. Actually, on our text line, somebody wrote school principal. I mean, that's dangerous. Hmm. You're just messing with your kid's future. You're yelling at the school principal.
School bus driver gets a lot of stank.
Yeah.
You know, city bus driver, we were talking about that, but the school bus driver gets a whole lot of stank.
Yeah. All right. What's the job you get yelled at? Call or text 1-800-330-9999.
Angel Hernandez, you stink, and I don't like you.
I don't know why I find it so funny. I can listen to that all day long.
It's because he doesn't swear. It's because he doesn't say anything truly offensive that you find it amusing, right?
Yeah, but that's a major league umpire, Angel Hernandez. He's not very liked, makes some bad calls. And this was a guy that waited outside to yell that at him. It's gone
I just
viral.
Don't have that kind of time in my life to sit around and wait, but I'm glad he did.
What's a job that you just get yelled at and it's totally normal? You keep seeing these stories about these refs and these umps lately. 1-800-330-9999. CNN Raven.
I'm a supermarket manager, and I am always getting yelled at. Somebody can't find something. Somebody got charged wrong. Something was on sale. They were supposed to put it on. They didn't. I'm running around like a chicken with its head cut off, and I get yelled at the same time.
Mm.
I believe you. I have seen those ladies yelling at people at the grocery store, mm-hmm. at the deli counter, at the customer service desk. If you're the manager, it all stops there. The buck stops there. You know, what can you do? You can't say anything. Your job is to smile through all the pain. If your pepper doesn't look right, it's not necessarily the produce manager's fault.
Right. I got every transaction I got to override. Right. They need me. I'm the only one with the swipe.
Oh.
You know what I'm
saying? Yes.
So it's my job. I got to go from aisle to aisle. If something on sale ain't on there, and it's usually, I love my old ladies. They keep us a bit. They keep us a flow. But when they spot that, the grapes were supposed to be, on sale, and we charged them full price.
That's right.
Here I come.
That's right.
Yeah. Here I come.
It's the power with all the car. Do you ever go to Walmart and they have to call the manager to override something? The manager doesn't even say a word. They just come in.
Yeah, they don't ask
me.
They don't say a word.
Yeah, they don't
ask. They just
ask.
Come in, they can swipe it. They push in their four numbers, and they silently walk away. Like, they don't want to engage in anything that's happening.
Why does it take them 15 minutes to get there, though?
I don't
that's
know.
The problem.
They're busy. They got things to do. I don't know.
We're handling another register. That's why.
Yeah. Santa and Raven, what's a job that you get yelled at?
Working at the DMV.
You know, I don't know about your DMV, but I there are signs at my DMV that I go to that say that you can't be verbally or anything abusive. And
really?
I'm telling, yes, if you raise your voice even a couple octaves, you're getting arrested. They will drag you out of there. They will certainly kick you right out of the building.
It's been a hot minute since I've been inside a DMV, mm-hmm. to tell you the truth.
There are signs all over the place.
Wow.
Because it's a big deal, because it used to be such a problem. I've got two DMV offices near me. It says it at both of them. And it is silent in there. Besides the beeping showing you the next number that's up, it's basically silent. Because you wait so long, you're upset. But you know you could be removed. So you're scared.
You're scared to lose your spot in
line. You're scared. So you're just like, here I am. Mm-hmm. I'm in hell. I've arrived here at hell. And I just have to be here until they decide whether or not to release me. That's all.
Hi, it's Ann on Raven. What's a job that you get yelled at?
Working in the drive-thru at a fast food place.
Which I feel is so wrong. They take the order. You know, they don't own the building. If they're out of, you know, chalupas, or they're out of your favorite fries or whatever, like, it's not the drive-thru operator's fault. They're just the person that showed up for work.
I do like the fact that the technology in drive-thrus is getting so much more advanced. Because remember, it'd be like,
yeah.
You're on number four. And you'd be like, what? Yeah, yes? Diet Coke, I said.
When I lived in California, it was like a movie. It was like you would say your order, you would enunciate it, and you would say it so clearly and wonderful. And then they would spit something back at you that you had no idea what it was that they said, whether it be the static or some sort of language barrier or whatever. And you would just be like, yep.
Yeah.
You would just go up there and take it.
Yep.